solar bodies on our solar periods. We have made up our childhood our dishwashers in no time. But then one day, the aftermath. Now is the aftermath of morning. We're rolling away the stones from the underground, from the caves. Try like every effort possible. An endless reality out there.
That was Serpentina Satellite. They are from Lima, Peru in South America. I played them on the last show also, and I'm playing them again as a reminder that their new Nothing to Say album, which will be released by Trip and Time Records, is due out on November 15th. It's a very good album, so try not to miss that. Before that was Eyes of Etheria. I think they're from Australia. Their Files from the Chronographic Institute album is available as a free MP3 download from their website. And as you can probably tell, they're very Osric Tentacle influenced. Good stuff. Before that was Sonar, an outstanding Hungarian band. That was from their Celluloid CD. And after Jet Jaguar was Psychotrone Rondak from his new American Primitive Electronic CD, subtitled Music for Synthesizer, Microphone, and Low-Budget Effects Pedals. This is Psychotrone Rondak's 10-year anniversary album and consists of some of the earliest Psychotrone Rondak recordings. Very interesting collection. Next up is two very different projects from Stephen Palmer. First up is a track from the latest Blue Lily Commission album titled Eve Songs, and after that I'll play a song from the latest Mooch album titled 1966. And if you're familiar with Mooch but haven't been keeping up with them in the past couple years, the song will take you by surprise. Anyway, we'll start with Blue Lily Commission. This track is called Bangalore Dub.
We'll be right back. This is Steve Palmer of Mooch. I'm here to tell you that you're listening to Oral Innovations Space Rock Radio.
Thank you. Thank you.
That was UFO Jim. Actually, this album is credited to UFO Jim and Rough Light, and that was from their new Dance EP. Before that was the always fun Barbarella Tones. They're from California and headed up by Robbie Quine, who had previously been in Sex with Lurch, a band very much like the Barbarella Tones. That was from their recent The Devil's Dildo CD. And before that was Mooch, and I started off the set with Blue Lily Commission. Next up is Crawl Space. If you heard the last show, I played a couple songs from a band from the 1980s called Paradox. A member of that band, who at the time went by Nick and is now known as Nimbus, is currently in this band, Crawl Space, and he shared some of their music with me. I'm going to play a track from their Save Yourself album. This is called The Human Without.
Thank you. Internet. My name is Howard Hughes, and this is The Unexplained. Across the UK and around the world on the Internet, my name is Howard Hughes, and this is The Unexplained. So we're doing this show now. It is July 2007, and it is the 60th anniversary of Roswell. If you've ever bought a newspaper in the UK, certainly at the weekend, and if it's a dull weekend where there is not major crime or celebrities doing something, it's one of those weekends, perhaps it's midsummer, you can bet your bottom dollar that the newspaper will either rediscover crop circles, and we've had a few of those this summer, big ones, or they'll find something about ufology. They'll find somebody who's making a claim. But have you noticed a big, big change in the way these things are being done? When I first started reading newspapers in my teens about ufology and UFO stories, they were usually about people who were cast as wackos, people who believed that there were aliens from outer space visiting this planet. They look like this, and here's a sketch that this person's done, and the assumption being, isn't this person nuts? That is not happening anymore for a whole variety of reasons. People are starting for very, very good reasons, and those reasons are evidential. In other words, the evidence is there. People are starting to buy into this like they never did before. And one little story, something that we'll talk about a little bit later in this program, but a couple of months ago there was a UFO sighting, a pilot near the little island of Jersey. Actually, Guernsey, which is the sister island to Jersey, out in the Channel Islands, which are closer to France than Britain, but they're British territory, okay? Little plane full of passengers flying there. The pilot looks across and he sees something that he later realizes has to be a mile wide in the sky. We have heard these things before, but it's not often that the pilot actually goes on the local television news in Guernsey and Jersey and admits it and says, "I was scared. I needed," and this is a quote, "a cup of tea when I got that plane down to calm down from all of this." Now, that guy went public. In the past, a lot of these people, especially wearing uniforms, doing public jobs, did not admit what they'd seen. This man did. I have to say, subsequently, I tried to interview him, and by that stage, I think he'd done so many local interviews, he didn't want to do it. His airline didn't seem to be interested in doing it, so that is where I thought the story stopped. Not so. That was about 2 months ago. A few days ago, I'm picking up one of the UK papers, one of the big nationals here, and guess what? The story appears again. UFO, mile wide, seen near the Channel Islands by a pilot, credible witness. And this time they made mention of a second pilot too. Very interesting in the way that the news is done, and I've been working in news all my career. Sometimes a story will appear, and perhaps if the organization thinks it can get away with it, they'll put another spin on the story, try and find a new line to it, or maybe just do it as it was done before. Represent it, repackage it, and put it out there again. That seems to have happened here. These stories, they never really make the massive, big headlines that you think they're going to. Sometimes I'll see a UFO story and I'll think, that one is going to change everybody's perceptions of that one's front page news, and it never really quite happens. But it is interesting the way these stories are being presented these days in a completely different way. We're not talking about nutcases and wackos and weird people. We're talking about people who actually are credible and do professional jobs and are not expecting this kind of thing and have never dabbled in ufology and have never played with Ouija boards or done anything like that. We're talking about credible people. Isn't that interesting? Well, the 60th anniversary of Roswell is the time of the Roswell Festival, which is a regular event there, but of course this one has to be special because of those 60 years since the incident where something, they say, crashed and aliens were ejected from it, and all the evidence was covered up, or was it? More about this is coming out all the time, and this year particularly, there are some confessions from a man who was part of it all, who's died, but put down a sworn affidavit before his death to be opened after his death, saying, actually, that is more than this than I was able to tell you at the time. Across the UK and around the world on the internet, my name is Howard Hughes, and this is The Unexplained.